talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming from Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And one thing about our lines again, they're open to texts, 844-967-2789. Devil Radio just changed studios, a better, more efficient studio, which is great. But the phone lines to take in calls from listeners is not yet hooked up. We're waiting on AT&T. You can get us. You can get us a comment. You can get us a question. Text 844-967-2789. Luke will read it on the air. Then I'll comment or respond. And then there'll be other texts coming in, either supporting you or not supporting you. Well, I'll tell you what. As usual, we go out to the Congress. There is a little-known legislator, Congressman Republican, bad news, from Texas, named Troy Nehls. He's not as famous as some of the other bad ones, the Gosars and the that kind of thing, but he's bad news. He put in a claim just now that the Capitol Police, actually he put it in a little while ago, but it just surfaced. The Capitol Police, he says, quote, illegally entered his office, end quote. Illegally entered his office. The congressmen and the senators think they're all sort of mini gods, that somehow they can do whatever they want. And it is true that courts have said that under the Fourth Amendment, you can't conduct a criminal search of a congressman's office without probable cause, which is defined usually as a search warrant. But that's not what happened here. The police officer was walking down the hall. The office door was wide open and there was nobody in it. It is common practice for the police to then secure that office, to go into it, make sure that everything's okay and secure it. This police officer went in and there was a whiteboard with some writing on it. Police officer walked up to the whiteboard and the words body armor were on it. And then a very crude, almost childlike drawing of the Capitol and the hallways. And then an X at the entrance to the Rayburn House office building. Well, in light of what's happened, the officer was concerned. So he wrote that up in a report. And Nehls objected to his even going in there. Well, hey, Nehls, don't leave your office door open. It is common practice for the Capitol Police, if they see an open office door, to go in to secure it, make sure everything's okay. Then when he saw this whiteboard, he took a picture of it. He was concerned about the mention of body armor and about a crude drawing of the house, the various hallways, of the Rayburn office building, and an X at one of the entrances. What did Nehls do? Nehls sort of backpedaled, and he tried to come up with an explanation. Here's his explanation. Nehls said, well, I wrote body armor on there because I may put in a bill to ban the purchase of body armor from China. That's why I put it on there. Okay. Then he said, the crude drawing with the X at the entrance wasn't the entrance, it was an ice machine. And they'd done the crude drawing because they had a new aide who didn't know the terrain that well and they wanted to explain how he could go to the ice machine. That's it. That's it. And I go to the ice machine. That's it. Okay, that's what he said. Well, what are you going to do? So the Capitol Police said, all right, if that's your explanation, then we're going to close this file. And there's no indication going forward that Troy Nehls, at least in the moment, is planning anything. But, you know, I really have got to wonder how people get elected in Texas, to be very honest with you. I mean, really, when you think about it. You look at Ted Cruz in the Senate. You look at Greg Abbott as governor. You look at Paxton, their attorney general, who's under indictment for fraud. And then you have a bunch of people in the House of Representatives, like this character, Troy Nehls, who votes for these people? Why do they want these people? Why do they think these people are going to do anything for the United States? But there you have it. Nehls had his explanation when he said body armor. He meant Chinese body armor. So I go, well, why didn't you say Chinese body armor? Well, I just figured people would know. And why didn't you put ice machine instead of the entrance there? Well, I don't know. Why don't you get your own damn ice? Why don't you figure something out? There you have it. Well, Texas is not the only place with questionable members of Congress, very sad, destructive members of Congress. And by the way, Troy Nehls, this isn't a guy that just came out of the weeds. I mean, this guy buys into the big lie. He's defended the January 6th insurrectionists. He is a full frontal Trumper. So this isn't something where they walk into Nancy Pelosi's office and they see that. This is Troy Nehls. But he's not alone, and it's not only in Texas. You think we up in the Midwest are somehow impervious to this? There's a guy named Jim Jordan, Gymnasium Jim, G-Y-M Jordan of Ohio, and he just came out with a complaint. Now, remember something. He was the one that Kevin McCarthy wanted to put on the January 6th commission. But Nancy Pelosi vetoed him because Jim Jordan had been meeting with Trump before the insurrection, plotting it. So why would you put a guy on the commission to investigate it who was one of the ones who plotted it? Now, if he had a conversion of mind or something, he'd certainly know more about it than anyone else because he helped plan it. But he hadn't had a conversion of anything. He would have sat there, shot his mouth off. He has a mouth on him. Pelosi vetoed him. And then McCarthy goes, well, she vetoed him and she vetoed another guy who's also bad news in bad faith. So I'm yanking everybody. Nobody's going to go on. And then fortunately, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger went on. And it's truly bipartisan. Well, what happens is this commission then subpoenaed Jim Jordan. What they do initially before the subpoena with a member of Congress, they simply ask him to voluntarily come and talk. He said, no, I'm not. And if you subpoena, I'm not going to show up. I'm not cooperating. That would have been great if he'd been on the commission. They would have subpoenaed one of their own commission members. Anyway, he comes out with a complaint the other day. He says that commission has more than a dozen prosecutors on it and a couple of lawyers who weren't prosecutors. About 14 people on that commission are either former prosecutors mostly or a few lawyers. That's a bad thing, he said. Well, yeah, it's a bad thing if you're a criminal. It's a bad thing if you did a bad thing yourself. They will know how to get to the truth. Let me tell you something. One of the things that bugged me throughout the impeachment hearings was every two-bit congressman decided that they had to have their 5 minutes of fame, and none of them knew how to answer a question. They should have limited the questioning to a couple of staff who were experienced prosecutors. and maybe one or two members, say Adam Schiff and Jamie Raskin, who are prosecutors in civilian life. Being a prosecutor is like being a surgeon. It's a little different. You got to know what you're doing. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan is very concerned that there are many prosecutors on that panel. He goes, why'd you put prosecutors on there? Duh. Why do you think we put prosecutors on there? Because people broke in. Five people died. They committed felonies up the wazoo. More than 700 people have been arrested. Several have been sentenced to jail. There was a criminal mob that was part of an insurrection. That's why. How about that? That's why. But he is afraid to submit himself to questioning because he shoots his mouth off if he's being asked a question by an ordinary civilian. He's not a lawyer, doesn't know how to cross-examine, and is not a prosecutor. Not a prosecutor. But he has the guts to complain. He's already blown them off. They have to decide whether or not to subpoena him and then take him to Merrick Garland for prosecution. And he's given some advanced fear. His advanced fear is, oh my God, if I ever have to testify under pain of going to prison, these people will actually know what they're doing. We're going to a break. The lines are open for text only, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Midnight Rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.